2042, Barnes in Cedar Hills.
2042, how can I help you?
Yeah, I have a concern concerning going back over the hill, Barnes and Burnside. As I was coming over the hill, it was like really cold. It's snowing up there. It looks like it's starting to stick. I don't know if it's going to be an issue on the way back, but it's, I guess my main concern is black ice and possible snow to deal with.
All right. Well, I do show that you're driving a 3000, so you should have the drop-down chains on your bus if it's an issue where you run into snow that's sticking on the ground.
Yeah, affirmative on that. Should I do that with black ice as well, or I'm not sure.
Are you seeing black ice on the ground, or are you're thinking that may be something that's coming?
I'm thinking that it's probably going to be something that might be coming, because, like I said, it's awfully cold up there. I don't know. I guess I'm looking for advice.
Well, definitely, yes. Black ice is, for us, black ice would be the same thing as snow. You'd want to have chains so that you could grip it. So if you get up on the hill, on the trip back, and you feel that, you know, the roads are compromised, definitely give us a call. We aren't going to have road supervisors out for too much longer, so I don't know if we can have anybody come check it. But if you feel it's unsafe as far as it's slipping, then drop your chains and give us a call.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, like I said, I was just concerned about it. There was no black ice there currently as I was coming over. Like I said, it was snowing, and it was snowing pretty good, I have to say, and it was starting to stick. So, you know, when it starts to stick, you can pretty much guarantee that it's pretty cold up there.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, hoping that it doesn't. But if it doesn't, like I said, if you have any problem, just give us a call.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1254.